South African authorities say extreme poverty and a severe lack of affordable housing were key factors behind the deadly Johannesburg building fire that killed 77 people 2 years ago. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The blaze tore through the Usindiso building in Marshalltown in August 2023, leaving dozens dead and many more injured. The tragedy exposed deep housing inequalities in Africa's wealthiest city, inequalities the government pledged to confront. The final report of a commission of inquiry, commissioned by the Gauteng provincial government, has not been made public, but key findings were shared. Contrary to popular belief, so-called hijacked buildings run by criminal groups were not found to be the primary issue. Only 5% of properties surveyed had reports of illegal rent collection. Instead, investigators highlighted dangerous living conditions in many inner-city buildings, including overcrowding, makeshift partitions made of flammable materials, and blocked fire exits. Of about 110 properties inspected, nearly 80% had fire safety concerns and 71% lacked any safety equipment. More than three-quarters also had no basic services such as water, sanitation, waste removal, or electricity. One man, Stumbizo Mdlalose, is currently on trial after initially confessing to starting the blaze, though he later withdrew his statement and pleaded not guilty to 76 counts of murder and other charges. The commission recommended urgent reforms, including expanding social housing, restoring basic services in abandoned buildings, and cutting red tape for developers and relocations. On the second anniversary of the disaster, many survivors remain without permanent housing. Nomzamo Zondo, executive director of the Socioeconomic Rights Institute, SERI, said the findings challenge myths about unlawful occupation and provide a roadmap for real solutions. Ultimately, political will, planning, and proper resourcing of Johannesburg's housing department are the only way to place the inner-city poor in dignified living conditions, she said. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.